Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim, Meister Sheni Daf Yod, and we are starting about five lines into the Amud with the words Masis and Rabbi Kiva, Deloik Rabbi Shmuel, and in the Vilna source of daf, it's right at the beginning of Zayin Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Maris Mirim Sar, Basir Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah told us that one is not allowed to buy water or salt with Meister Sheni money, but that's Mashma that one is allowed to buy things like mushrooms or fish. And now knowing this, the Gemara tells us Masis and Rabbi Kiva, Deloik Rabbi Shmuel, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Shmuel. Why is that? Because Rabbi Shmuel Darsh, Rabbi Shmuel darshan is the following. The pasuk tells us, when asata kesef uchalash ratav nafshecha, you should use the money, meaning your meister sheni money, for anything your soul desires, and klal, that's a generalization. That's mashma, you're literally allowed to buy anything in the world you want. However, then the pasuk continues, babakur vatzon bayanu vashechar, you should spend it on cattle, sheep, wine, and old wine. And what's that? Prat, a specification, telling you you're only allowed to buy this. But then the pasuk continues by saying, uchalash ratishalcha nafshecha, whatever your soul wants. And arei klal acher, that's another klal. What do we have? Klal upratu klal, a generalization, then a specification, then another generalization. And how do we learn such a thing? Yatadon elokein haprat, we're supposed to include other things that are like the prat. Lom lecha, what does that tell you? That ma prat mefurj, davar shu vlad vladeis haaretz, just like the prat that's mentioned in the pasuk, is telling you something that grows from the ground, af ainli elo davar shu vlad vladeis haaretz, so too, the only things that are allowed to be bought with miser sheni money are things that grow from the ground. So yain comes from grapes, which grow from the ground, and bakar and sain get their nourishment from the ground. Therefore, we could see very clearly, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the prat is talking about something that grows from the ground. However, Rabbi Kiva Mefarish, Rabbi Kiva explains differently. Maha prat mefarish davar shu pri, just like the prat is very clear that we're talking about something which is a fruit, vlad pri, and it comes from a fruit, umachshire pri, and it's used to be machshir or flavor other things, af enli elo davar shu pri, vlad pri, umachshir pri, so too, the only things that are allowed to be purchased with kesef meiser sheni are something that has these three qualities. It's considered a pri, vlad pri, and machshire pri. And so now we're going to see that the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. Ma nafik min b'nei hain? What's a practical nafkamina between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? Dagim v'chagavim kameinu petrius. Bish, grasshoppers, truffles, and mushrooms. Rabbi Kiva, nichem mekesef meiser. Rabbi Shmuel, inol kachin. According to Rabbi Kiva, one is allowed to buy these things with kesef meiser sheni, whereas according to Rabbi Shmuel, one is not allowed to. Take fish, for example. They are a vlad pri, and they're machshire pri. They come from something else. One fish gives birth to another one, and it's used to flavor other foods. And mushrooms as well, even though they're not necessarily a vlad pri, because they grow on their own, but they're still considered a pri, and machshire pri, because they give flavor, so one can buy these things with kesef meiser sheni. As opposed to, according to the way Rabbi Shmuel darshins the pasuk, that has to be something that receives its nourishment from the ground, and fish doesn't get its nourishment from the ground, and mushrooms do not get their nourishment from the ground either. They're spores. They basically just grow from the air. These are things that are not allowed to be purchased with money meiser sheni, so must be that our diak for our Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Shmuel. Now moving on to another din, the Gemara tells us, Amr Chagai, Rav Chagai says, Masni Sa'amra, our Mishnah tells us, She'ein Mechal and Mois ala Peris Berichok Makaim, one is not allowed to transfer the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni money onto fruit when that fruit or that produce is Richok Makaim, it's far away from Yerushalayim. Now it doesn't mean that it literally has to be far away from Yerushalayim. Richok Makaim is just borrowed from the Pasuk and it means outside Yerushalayim. In other words, Rav Chagai is telling us that we learn from our Mishnah that if there's produce outside Yerushalayim, one is not allowed to take his Meiser Sheni money and be Mechal it onto that produce only in Yerushalayim. And the way he learns that from the Mishnah is because we say, Halakeach Peres Shaygeg, what does he do? Mezid, what does he do? So clearly we see one is not allowed to do it, Lechatchila. You don't want to base on top. The Gemara tells us, Amra Kumi Rabavina, Rav Chagai said this pshat in front of Rabavina, Vakalsay, and he praised him. However, Amra Kumi Rabbi Yirmiya, he said this in front of Rabbi Yirmiya, Vakantre, and he criticized it. Why is that? Because what Taninun, we have a Mishnah that tells us, this is later on in the Masechta, Mais be Yerushalayim, who pairs with Medina. If a person has Meiser Sheni money in Yerushalayim, and there's produce outside in the Medina, it's not in Yerushalayim, he's allowed to transfer the Kedusha of the Meiser Sheni money onto the produce. So we see very clearly, not like Rav Chagai. However, we have an answer to this. Shanyahi, that mission is different. Chahaya Echad B'makayim, that's a proper girsa, because one of them is in the place. Namely, the Meiser Sheni money is in Yerushalayim, and that's why its Kedusha is allowed to be transferred onto produce which is outside Yerushalayim. The only issue of being Mechalel, Meiser Sheni money, onto produce outside Yerushalayim is when both of them are not there. But when one of them is there, for example, the money, as we just had in this Mishnah, it is okay to transfer it onto produce even though the produce is outside Yerushalayim. However, Kanafak Rav Chagai, when Rav Chagai left the base medrash, Ashkachtoni, he found the following taught in a braisa, Mais who pairs by Yerushalayim, Mais who pairs by Medina, that it doesn't make a difference if the money and the pairs are in Yerushalayim, or the money and the pairs are even outside Yerushalayim, one is allowed to transfer the Kedusha from the money onto the pairs. So it's very obvious from his braisa, not like Rav Chagai. And Omar, he said as follows, In Havashmir Rav Yirmiya Hadam Milsa, if Rav Yirmiya would have known this, if he would have known this braisa, Yo's contrary, it would have turned out that he was correct for criticizing my pshat. And and Ba Machzer Bei, Rav Chagai wanted to be chazer from his pshat because of this. However, Amalei Rav Zeir, Rav Zeir told Rav Chagai, Loi Tachzer Bacha, don't be chazer from your pshat. Why is that? Dom Rav Lazar, because Rav Lazar said, Drav Meir V'Rabbanon B'Demai. The whole machlokes between Rav Meir and the Rabbanon is only in regards to Demai. According to Rav Meir, one's allowed to take money of Maaser Sheni of Demai and transfer his kedusha onto fruit only if he's going to transfer it back onto money. Whereas the Chachamim say he's even allowed to transfer it onto fruit lechatchila and bring that fruit up to Yerushalayim. Now, what do we see from here? Habevadai loy. But this machlokes is not by vadai. Namely, the Rabban and Rav Meir both agree that when we're dealing with 100% Maaser Sheni, not just Maaser Sheni of Demai, one is not allowed to transfer the kedusha of Kasef Maaser Sheni onto fruit. And so it's clearly like what you, Rav Chagai, are saying. However, now the Gemara knocks us away, telling us it's not a raya. Minmad Amra Blazer, from that which Rav Blazer said on our Mishnah, Rav Meir he, that our mission is Shitas Rav Meir, Hada Amr, that tells us that according to the Chachamim, Hu Demai, Hu Vadai, that both Demai and Vadai have the same exact din, and that one is allowed to take money with Kedusha of Maaser Sheni, even if it's Vadai, and transfers Kedusha onto fruit outside Yerushalayim, and so we just knocked away Rav Zeira's defense of Rav Chagai. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain our Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.